proposed change to require number of parking spaces for home occupation and operator's residence from two spaces to an unspecified amount of parking spaces as per approval by the building inspector. What happened?
Just me whistling.
Oh. Okay. office and a home for three parking spaces to an unspecified amount of parking spaces as per approval by the building inspector. This notice was posted in Town Hall on 3/27/13 and advertised in Island Gazette on 3/27 and 4/3/13. I'd like to open the public hearing.
I make a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Thank you. All right, now, do we have any comments, anything on the public hearing? Well, we'll give it a couple of minutes, see if anybody shows up. Do we have anybody here from P&Z? Would you like to approach the lectern and tell us what this is, in your words, what it's about?
I'm Tom Tyson from Planning and Zoning Commission. Basically, it's a simplification of the ordinance. We have four ordinance we felt on the books that essentially is being ignored. Didn't really see the purpose of it. Thought we'd just clarify it, simplify it, leave it to the discretion of the building inspector if any issues did come up. And really nothing more than that. A very plain simplification and remove something that's not been enforced.
Okay. John, did you have anything to say?
No, sir.
All right. Anybody else have anything to say about this? Well,
take a motion to close the public hearing.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve. Oh, can we do that, or we have to
break?
Before the meeting. This was before the meeting.
All right. That's all right.
And our innovation, Eric, would you please stand up? And
I will do that.
There you go. Mr. Jovial himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, shall we pray? With hearts and minds and spirits, we await your presence, O God. And as we've had a chance to revel in the beauty of this day, we think of those in Boston whose joy has been turned into sorrow. Tourist season is upon us, and there are many events and celebrations that we have planned. Will we ever be mindful as we go through the upcoming months of not only the visitors, but also the residents, so that what we say and what we do may edify, enhance, and enrich the experiences of all those who come to Kira Beach. May this be a blessing to them and to us, as we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Man, Chuck, you get over. Okay. You want to say something, Emily?
Well, I don't think it's the right place on the agenda. Where do we make a motion for the issue on the public hearing?
When we get to the agenda approval, Dean's got some things that he's going to add.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We have, there's a lot of, under...
But we've got to do the consent agenda first.
Okay.
Okay.
Do I have
make a motion to approve the consent agenda?
As a second.
Approved.
Second.
Discussion.
Yep. Okay.
Discussion.
I would like to remove item 6 and save it for Arlen's departmental discussion, because I would like to ask him about the budget for that $30,000 and how much of it is already, you know, under itemized and how much of it is not.
You got those figures, Arlen?
Probably not all of that monthly.
As much of it as possible? Okay. I would like to just remove it from the consent agenda and put it under Arlen.
Okay, make a motion to approve the consent agenda with moving number 6 to the Administrative and Finance Department update.
All in favor?
Aye.
Did you second?
Thank you.
Yeah.
You seconded.
Good. Okay. Now, discussion and consideration of committee business.
No, now you have to adopt
the
agenda.
Is there anything you want to add there?
I don't know.
It's very good.
Chuck wants to get done fast, so I'm trying to hurry.
We're going to get out of here by 8.
Okay.
That's right. So is there some stuff to add? There were two things on.
That was where we're going to do the consent agenda. The document and the other agenda comes separate. So.
Right. I actually gave you paper. You still have that?
Yeah.
There were some things. Just those were the things that needed to be added. If you want to add those.
Tony, closed session, that's at the other end of it, and public hearing, item 3, add the proposed amendment to chapter 19, article 4, section 339, items 5 and 6, as item number 1, under old business, if council decides to approve or change or approve the amendment. Is that what you...
Okay, so under old business, number 1 is what?
The first one, in the regular agenda, Tony's going to have a discussion.
Okay.
Under committees.
Committee. Okay.
And then we have a closed session to deal with personnel issue. And then the third thing.
That'll be at the end, right, for the issue?
Okay. Is the proposed amendment to Chapter 19, Article 4, Section 339, Items 5 and 6. As item number 1 under old business.
Okay.
If council decides to approve it.
Okay.
Anything else?
I think I sent everyone an email about going back to address our discussion many times, I guess outside the council meeting, about contacting residents that live outside of Curie Beach, whether they're in state or out of state, about legislative and congressional issues with the inlets. And since we're discussing number 1 under the inlets, I would like to add that for the legislature, but go on and include Congress in that discussion also. So it's, I just wanted to alert you of that in case anybody has a question.
You're going to discuss it?
Yeah, I'll discuss it with that.
And that's going to be between 1 and 2 in new business? Is that we're going to do that?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Between 1 and 2.
Sort of 1A.
Yep, that's 1A.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Going once, going twice.
So I'll make a motion to adopt the agenda as amended under old business number 1, SLAP update. Number 2, P&Z recommendation for parking. Under new business, 1A, contacting residents by Commissioner Swearingen. And then under closed session, a personnel issue with the attorney.
Second.
And you did the 4 under old business for the public hearing item, the ordinance.
Yeah, that's P&Z recommendation. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Ordinance. Okay. Sorry, I called it wrong.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay, the agenda's approved. And you want to take that out and put it down here, huh? Okay. Persons to address the board, Lacey Ford from the Island Women.
How are you guys today? We wanted to just follow up from our last meeting and let you know that we did order the 2 beach wheelchairs, and we should have them here for your ribbon cutting. and they're going to get delivered to the fire department, so we're excited about that. And the ribbon cutting is going to be on the 26th and 27th, correct?
Correct.
Is there going to be a specific time during those 2 days that you're going to address the town, or that that maybe you could have someone, that we should be there so that we can come up and say thank you to the town?
Well, we were going to ask you when you wanted to be there, yeah.
We'll follow your schedule.
It starts, I think, at 11, Nancy. 11:30
Yes,
30.
And
11:30. One of you all actually talked to Nancy.
They did, and she just wasn't really sure. We want to make this easy and painless as possible. We want to be like just in the background. We just thought we'd come and bring some signs and some flamingos and just put them around so that they'll just visibly see and connect just the wheelchairs and their donations, just visually connect us and the project.
Then
if you said like between X time and X time you're going to get up and talk or say something, that we would make sure that that's the time that we would be around if you felt it was appropriate that we could come up and thank the town. But again, we want this to be just very laid back.
I'm going to be talking at the first, and then Mac Montgomery has, you know, several things that people to thank for being there, and then I'll have the elected officials say a few words, and then it'll go back to me. So at that time,
that'll be on Friday the 26th, yeah. Correct? Mm-hmm. And so it opens at like around 11?
I'd be there from at least 11:30, set up and ready to go by 11:30
until like 2.
Yeah, 1.
That's
or 2.
Yeah, that's fine. We'll be around and just kind of get a gauge. And do you mind if we kind of set up, just come and just set up a few flamingos around or just some fun things like that to add to the festivities? Would that be a problem?
You might double check with Nancy Avery about where she would like for you to be.
Okay, we will do that.
I think a few of the flamingos would be rather nice.
Do I need to check with Nancy, or can I just
check with
her?
Yeah, check with her.
Okay,
yeah.
Just making sure.
She's ramrodding this thing, so.
Okay, sure. Yeah, I just want to be less stressed, that's all. It's just easy and some feet birds around. And secondly, something I'd like you guys to think about over the next couple of weeks, because I need to know a little sooner than later, but we're in the throes of seeing if we can find a sign company to, again, since we're a nonprofit, either to donate completely or at least to cut us a pretty sweet deal on some type of signs that in Carolina Beach they're closing in the bottom of the lifeguard stands and housing them there instead of just at the fire department, but how they're housing them here. But if there's any signs that you guys would like, that maybe you could use in any of your parking lots or anything along that line to let people know about the chairs, I'm just throwing it on the table and just let you guys think about that. And if it's something you're interested in, I just want to include you if that's something you'd like.
You need to talk to that gentleman right there with the Curry Beach hat on and the navy blue shirt. His name is Tony.
I know. Which one? Oh, there's two.
Well, Tony.
Raise your hand.
And I know Tony very well.
This is just something I just want to bring up. Sometimes I feel like I just want to make sure that we're all in the same loop.
Tony's been working with you on a wheelchair, but he also works with the town with signs, so he's the guy to talk to.
Tony,
you're
just a more fantastic. If that's something that you're interested in, that way at least I can kind of include you guys when we're just out there getting that together.
Thank you.
No problem.
On behalf of the Curry Beach Council, I would like to congratulate you on the recent birth of your little girl. Right?
Thank you. It's motherhood is a journey every single second.
Well, congratulations.
I'm not sure if I'm keeping up with her or she's keeping up with me.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Paula, would you like to come up?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for letting me be here to talk to you. My name is Paula Player. I'm a volunteer of the Pleasure Island Sea Turtle Project. And our aim is to educate people in our tourists and hope that they will be able to help us to preserve and protect our loggerhead sea turtles here on our beach. Now, we have several signs, starting from the North End Freeman Park, and several signs in Carolina Beach. And we would like permission so we can put our signs here in Curry Beach. We thought it would be nice to put them at the end of a walkway, either by the new pavilion or any other place that you may suggest. This is a sample. This would be the sign that we would put up. They're professionally done by Southern Signs here in Bloomington.
Again, you need to work with this gentleman right here named Tony. He's in charge of putting our signs together so that they're consistent and they're all the same color and they look nice down there. And so you really need to talk with him.
We don't necessarily have to put them at the pavilion. We want to put them where tourists will see them.
Well, you need to talk to him.
Wow.
Yeah, it's big. It's really big.
Could you put those signs when they discover a nest? Rather than have them up all the time, because we're running out of room.
The only thing is, as of April, the mothers are going to start coming on the beach. And what we've had in the past is people that don't know anything, they put a big white flashlight on the mother turtle, spooks her up, and she goes out in the water, and we lose the baby turtles. So we have to put them up from April to October. And what we do in Carolina Beach and in Freeman Park, they're made of steel. They're very, very durable. They're not going to break and we'll screw them on so that they're done professionally.
Well, we're trying to cut down the signage. That is a big, big sign to put up a new one for those months. I don't know. I'll have to think about it, bring it up to the committee and then bring it back to council.
Well, I think she's under the wire is what she's saying.
Yeah, I really have to get them up. We've been patrolling since April 1st.
Are they now attached to the end of the walkways or on the beach?
We have them by the Marriott, and we have them by Carolina Beach.
Where exactly are they as far as the walkway and the beach is concerned? Where are you putting them?
I would put them wherever you would say I can put them.
Carolina Beach, where are they?
Carolina Beach, they're at the end of a walkway on a secure piece of wood, part of a railing, and they're screwed on all sides. And they're also a walkway by the boardwalk. Then we have several of them up in Freeman Park.
You would rather have them there than on the beach?
Well, no, they would be on the beach, sir.
On the beach side
of the access.
Yes.
Yeah, beach side of the access.
But maybe to keep them, you know, we're getting so many signs on the boardwalk on the way down or at the end. Maybe we might start. Put some find a way to get them into the actual beach itself.
The other question, how many nests do we have in Curie Beach versus sign?
They don't know that until each season.
Four or five.
Five?
You look through the past few years.
We had 13 last year.
In Curie Beach?
And the year before we had one.
Yes. Yeah.
Right.
So
we
may
not have any.
That's a very nice sign, but I'm trying to cut down on signage.
Correct.
And it's another sign that we have to contend with. We have the council if they want me to go ahead and look through it. But right now, we're trying to condense all the signs that we have.
How can we alert the public? We're so fortunate to have the loggerhead sea turtle come here. Several years ago, we had the leatherback. We are so fortunate. And if we don't preserve them and protect them, and people don't mean to be, they're just not knowledgeable. They stand there and they put a white flashlight into the
front. Well, I don't know if you're signing.
Yeah, but they may not ever see the signs.
Sometimes they just don't obey signs.
I don't say,
unfortunately.
Well, I will tell you, sir, we've had many, many calls in 911. We see a lot of them. We've had many people there thrilled. When they find out that there are loggerhead turtles that nest here, they come back to our beaches every year, and that's a plus. So I think this side is one of the most important ones. And we have volunteers, over 300 volunteers will give up their time. And this year, we're going to be sitting all night up in Carolina Beach because they're dredging. And we will not allow a mama turtle to come up. We got permission from the state to stay there all night.
Have you got something to say, Jean?
I just had an idea. I don't know if it would work at all, but if you could somehow put them in the public parking areas for people to see
That's an idea.
Before they go up to go down on beach.
I mean, that's where we're trying to do the other side.
A lot of public parking areas, just something falling.
How many signs would you like to put up, young lady?
Well, we're going to start with just two signs.
Okay, and can you put it on a stand and actually just set it in the beach, the berm?
Yes, we can.
Can we put two up? Tony, it would be a problem.
Public access? The public access?
No.
No, just put them in the berm line in the, so that the public sees them.
That's just says down by the ocean front on that main one.
Yeah, maybe work
put it down at the other end.
Her to decide where.
I think we had some nests at the southern end too, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't we have some nests down the southern end?
Yeah, we had the McCure Beach Village.
I'm going to approach the Peter, the owner of the Peter. We have a mutual friend who's going to intercept for me. And everyone told me not to bother, but I'm so
really
passionate
very,
about this.
Yeah. Well, he's a very wonderful gentleman.
Would anybody object to having two of the signs, Gary Beach?
Well, we just got to find out where we're going to put them. I mean,
well, that's up to Tony.
Well, I don't think we should put it on Tony. That's what he's saying. His recommendation is no more signs, so if the council wants to put two signs, we need to identify where it is.
Well,
I'm going to try one at the pier.
We understand that.
And also, what about the end of the walkway on the beach by the pavilion? Or in the parking lot, as this gentleman.
Well, the pier and the pavilion are so close together.
They are close, all right.
Yeah.
I guess then maybe in one of the parking lots.
But, you know, I can understand because I used to sit the turtle nest for years before I got in this position. So, you know, I'm all in favor of doing everything we possibly can to save them. But trying to keep people from chasing them when they're coming up on the beach, which, you know, could happen one time in 100 or maybe every night, I would prefer for the second sign, the very first nest we have, you put it on a post by that nest, and then everybody who comes by there will see it, and then hopefully they'll think about that when they see the other nest. Otherwise, we might put it someplace over here, and all of our turtles nest way down there by the end of our beach. Or we could put it down there, and all of them nest up here at Curie Beach Village. So I personally would like to see you put it up wherever the first nest is.
Well, what we did a couple of years ago in Carolina Beach, we moved it from nest to nest.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it disappeared.
Oh.
That's what I said, so, where the turtles are going to nest. And that way, it wouldn't be sign hazard, you know, litter. That's what we're trying to avoid. It's a beautiful sign, but we have eight letter entrances. We don't want eight of those signs up.
Oh, I wasn't planning. We weren't planning to do that.
I mean, where you have a nest, put a sign up on when the turtle
is. Well, we do. Many times we relocate a nest when it's in the tide line.
That's fine. So, you just put one sign where a nest is. If you have four nests, then you would put four signs temporary.
If I get
but nothing permanent, you know. Nothing on a structure, nothing. It's a permanent, when the sea turtles come, you put a sign up.
And when they go,
when they're gone, so is the sign.
Yeah.
The sign will be up, though, from April to October.
As the nest hatches.
As the turtle is nesting, and however long it takes. And then right after they nest and they hatch, the sign comes out.
And put it to another nest.
Put another wherever you have another nest.
Do I have your permission? If I have the permission to do it at the pier, can I put it up on the pier?
Yes.
Yeah. That's private property for him.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And I'm sure.
I can't put this up now in advance. There's going to be
we
a
don't
mother.
Have any nests right
now. No, but you're going to have a mother turtle come up on the beach.
Where?
We don't know where she's
okay, then
going.
We don't know where
I mean,
to put
that's
the
why
sign.
We don't know where
but
to
if
put
we,
the sign.
If someone comes out on the beach and sees this is a word of mouth. They'll tell other people, look at that. We were putting them up in Carolina Beach, and three different people came up and said, oh my goodness, this is great. And they start asking us about our project. And we have a lot of people who come back every year. And I don't know how I can give you my passion for this to make you understand how I feel.
You could probably put one underneath the pier as a permanent, you know, until the season is over, and then wherever the next circles come up. I mean, we might have eight nests, and you would have eight signs if they're all, you know, at one time.
No, sir. We wouldn't put one for each nest.
But I think our point, ma'am, is we understand your passion, we appreciate it, and I think it's your communication plan is good, but your sign doesn't say don't use flashlights. We already have a sign issue. We would recommend that your communication plan be a little different,
right,
either
sir.
With the Island Gazette or however.
Oh, we have, sir, we have. And we also now have made stickers to be peeled off stickers that go, I have distributed them to all the managements that own condos
good.
On the beach, so that when people open their door, they can lower their lights. When they go on the beach, it tells them about good. Lowering their lights. This is mainly because we've had so many mother turtles, and the way we know that they came up is they bring their, they have a track, and then they get spooked at and they come back again and they don't lay the eggs. They lay them out in the water. So we know that they're coming up, and if they are disturbed because someone hasn't seen the sun, and if we could put them every block, we would, but that's impossible and not permitted.
Right.
But if we can put two on each beach, well, Carolina Beach said go ahead. They told us to go ahead with it, and we already put two, and probably going to put two more. But I'm asking for one here, and I'm going to pray that I can speak to the owner of the pier and have one here.
Well, then, it sounds like the council said if the pier owner approves it, you're welcome to put one on there, but we don't want another one permanently affixed to anywhere on the beach. That's what it sounds like.
I'm very disappointed.
I understand. I'm sorry to disappoint you, ma'am.
So what is the final word, then? I can only have a...
That as soon as we have a turtle nest, it can be put up
I'm
on
the
post.
If and council fact, wants I, to do that, yeah. then I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I think Public Works would probably help you install it.
No, my husband will install it.
Okay.
So then... I don't need anyone's permit, you know, ability to install it.
So then are you saying that your gist is that we give permission to affix the sign at the first nest site?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. I mean,
the only thing is, if there is, see, there's no storm fences in Kira Beach, so we have no place to put it but in to the sand, and that's what happened another time in Carolina Beach, and they took the sand. They took it away.
Well, it'll be with your sand fence that you put around the nest as well, right?
No, we didn't.
They can't put.
I mean, not sand fence, but the orange markings that you put around nest would be with that.
No, they've been pretty good, and I think what it is the mesh that we put on the ground is for predators, but we monitor the nests.
Mm-hmm.
We patrol every morning at 6 o'clock.
I understand.
If I can just put one of them on a
post.
On a permanent bed from April to October, I will take it down, my husband and I. But if we don't put it up before, no one will even have the possible chance of seeing this. They go on the beach, they'll walk up and down, they'll see it.
Yeah. Could you attach it to one of the lifeguard stands?
Yes. My husband will construct a wooden frame for it also, for the back of it.
Well, if it's metal, it really doesn't need one.
So what's the center stand, Chief? The one just to the south of the pier? Is that the center stand now?
Pretty much, yeah.
So
when are you going to have them in place?
Probably in the next 2 weeks, that'll be
okay. Would that be fine with you? Attach it to the center stand. When Harold installs them, they'll be...
Now, can my husband put it up?
Sure.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Can you just tell me what street it's on so I
make sure I'm doing the right?
Just south of the pier.
South of the pier.
Right.
Okay.
About a half block.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Can I put it up in April?
Yes.
In 2 weeks when it gets to stand up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you hearing me, and I hope someday you can come down on the beach.
I've been
450-pound loggerhead turtle come out of the water and lay her eggs.
Thanks.
It's the grandest thing in this world, and I hope all of you have the attribute. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mary?
Mary Stevens?
Mary, can you state your name and your address just for my records?
Mary Stevens, 610 South Fort Visual Park. Thank you.
Here's some things we ought to pass out to see what we're talking about.
There's
one for each one. The photographs, yesterday. And this one I do have to get back. This is the house in question here.
My name is Mary Stevens, and our family has owned the house at 610 South Fort Fisher for over 30 years. It's a little small green house across the street from the Lisbon Center. We would like to have some help from the town, please, about the main water line that goes between 2nd Street, Fort Fisher, and 3rd Street. Our yard has flooded off and on since the mid-80s. We've had 5 floods from the broken water main since 2009. 3 times it's happened since June of last year. On the pictures that you've got, the section in question is from where you see the power line pole to the little pink storage building, which is next door to us. Twice when this has happened, it's been within inches of that power pole. The hole has been so deep that one time, one of the men that was out working on it had a full-length shovel, and the handle dropped down in, and we could no longer see it. And with the hole that deep, that next to the power pole, we're afraid the pole may come down someday. And if it does, it's going to be in somebody's house. When the water does flood the backyard because of the broken water line or the water pipe, water comes flowing on both sides of our house. It floods our backyard, our front yard, and the yard next door to another small house. Sometimes the water is 8 inches or more deep in the backyard. It's ankle deep in the front yard. One time it was almost out to the street. The man that Public Works sent out told us had it been about another hour before he got there, we would be flooding Fort Fisher Boulevard. Well, the only way to get in our house when this happens, which happened to me just a few weeks ago, was to go wading through the water at our house and the one next door. The 2 storage buildings have almost been flooded and everything in them that would be stored on the floor wet. The water pools under our house. And as you can tell from the picture, the house is very old. The back section is on the ground. There's no crawl space. And we're afraid that the water is going to come flooding into the back bedroom of the house. Usually when we discover this, it's in the afternoon or on the weekend. Last June when it happened, it was on a Saturday night. We called Public Works. I keep Public Works' phone number next to my phone or on the desk to make a rapid call. I have explained to the family next door who has, in the last several years, bought the house. I've given phone number to call. Well, last June, it was on a Saturday night. There was so much water, Public Works had to call some plumber up in Monkey Junction to send a truck out to pump the water out and send it back onto 3rd Street so they could even get to the break to see where the break was to stop the flow of water. And as you can see from the picture, it is one of the original Curie cottages. It's been here from the beginning. Mr. Hagler knows, I'm sure, where the house is.
Very well.
And we're just asking for Mr. Beeper or someone to please come out and look at it and see if there's some way that, if not the whole line through that section, at least the portion there that continues to break and flood our yard and the yard next door that can be replaced.
I think Mr. Hagler can discuss this with Sonny. The water lines in this part of town are going to be replaced. Good. I don't know, you know, when it's going to happen, but it's on the agenda to be replaced. But I think if David says something to Sonny, he'll do the right thing by it. So.
Okay. Well, like I said, I know Mr. Hagel knows where it is.
Pretty well.
Pole is between. Mm-hmm. It's like on the line between our house and the property that has been in your family years ago. So I know you know right where it is. And like I said, it's been flooding off and on since the mid-80s when we've owned the house. But three times since June, it seems to be increasing, and it's a real hazard. So. Thank you.
We appreciate you bringing that to our attention.
Okay.
And that is your hand.
I didn't need that one over. Yeah. Just this one here. All right. Thank you.
All right. Discussion and consideration of committee business.
What we talked about last meeting was the signs. Two signs. One was the "Do not feed the birds." And I finally got a quote for that. And I talked to Sonny, and it was just five signs that he wants: "Do not feed the birds." So when we redo the signage on the entrances, if we put the sign where it says "All the no's," we could take those signs off and put no bird feeding in that space. Mm-hmm. But this is only temporary because they said that the people are sitting there and just feeding the birds and they're pooping all the benches. And Dave has really been working hard in that area. That's the one. So we need approval for that. So I just ordered those five signs. The other sign, do you want to do them one at a time or you want to do them? It's up to you.
Let's hear what you got to say.
Okay. The other sign is also brought up with Sonny. They're 10 signs. They're aluminum. They're 6 by 12. And they look something like that where it says no dogs. And then the little circle. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And the little circle with the dog.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of sign. Mm-hmm. And that's also, these are going to go down the older part of Atlantic Avenue where we had the new boardwalk where all the greenery is on the roadway. Mm-hmm. Dave said that the dogs have been going there pooping and they've been doing all the stuff in the street. So hopefully maybe this sign, Sonny said, you know, that's why we're only getting 10. Hopefully it will correct that problem there. It's hard to say. That's the second one. And also, I wanted to bring up this. This sign here, this is the public beach access signs. Mm-hmm. That when we originally did everything, we had 14 locations. Mm-hmm. So we have to make 14 new signs like this. And that's $273 and 68 cents. Mm-hmm. That when they were looking at that, they wanted that to come out of the general fund, and these two other items were coming out of the committee fund. But Arlen said that we're pretty close to our money, but we have $1,500 allotted for two of bike racks, which I was hoping. That we could hold off on it until the next budget cycle, and we could put that $1,500 back into the committee so we could buy these signs. Mm-hmm. Now that's up to you entirely, you know, if you want to go ahead and do that, and then we'll look at it at the next budget, and I will put bike racks if we want them there.
Arlen, how much money do we have in the committee budget?
As part of the consent agenda, I think it was about $500 or something in there. And then if you take the two signs that Tony just talked about, that pretty much takes everything. Okay. Now, we are holding $1,500, as he said, because council approved two bike racks probably 4 or 5 months ago.
So would this take up all their bike rack money, or
that's a sign.
Or could we do that too?
Well, it depends on what, you know, the car. the exact cost of the bike rack. So
there's all different costs of bike racks. I have that, but we can look at it. That was beautification, and they just put it in their original budget, and everything died. So I would really like to look at it after they paint the stripes and if they put golf cart areas in and see how much room do we really have for a bike rack. We might not have room for two. We might have room for one, and that will be it. So I like to hold off on it and put that $1,500 back in committee money. That way that this other money for public access doesn't have to come out of the general fund. Mm-hmm. We'll just take it out of the committee money. So that's up to you, whatever you would like. And the other thing that was brought to my attention, I just want to bring it up to you. I got an estimate of no smoking signs. Dave Stopme, who works at Public Works, he was in the park, and people were just sitting there and throwing their butts. He picked up 150 cigarette butts in one day. So I said to him, I'm going to the council meeting with the other signs, and just so, you know, I just wanted to show you, if you want to put up some temporary signs, something like that, no smoking allowed in the park, or however you want to word it, or just forget about it, and this, but it's getting to be a problem, maybe we shouldn't have smoking in the park itself, but that's up to the 5 units.
Do we have any receptacles out there for cigarette butts?
Parks and Recreation has some nice ones that they're going to put out.
But if that was me, I would put them on the other side on the boardwalk. I wouldn't let anybody smoke in the park. That's only me, but...
That is changing our ordinance now, isn't it?
And the price of those, we would just get like 10, and they would be like the size of a finger, 8.5 by 11, and it would say no smoking if you want to put it in the park or not. That's up to you entirely. It's something that just came up, and I figured that since I'm here to bring it to your attention, I don't know if you want to do anything or...
That's a decision that'll have to be made later, I think.
Yeah, just so you know that it's a problem that's coming up.
Okay,
you want to do it legally?
Because it's property under our control, unlike the beach.
Yeah.
Because we occupy this public building.
Yeah.
So you need $421. That $1,500, that's encumbered already, or?
Yeah.
No, what we can move it. Really, it was just council saying that, kind of setting it aside, basically. So it's not really encumbered, unless Sonny's gone ahead, because I know there was some fairly recent discussion. I think Nancy Adria asked Sonny about if he had purchased them yet. So, I can check with Sonny tomorrow.
There's about 2,000 there, and he wants to take 421 of it.
Yeah, well, there's about 1,500.
So on the consent agenda, there were some left in committee. Was it totally zero now?
That takes just about all of it. Between that 500 and then these two signs, the bird signs and the dog sign, those two, that really takes everything except the 1,500.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm leaning like yours, Steve. I make a motion we approve the two signs for dealing with birds and dogs out of the committee fund. And then direct the finance officer to confer with the public works director if the money is available to take it out of the bike racks for the 14 access signs. If it's not, then to take it out of the general fund. That's my motion.
I have a motion. I have a second.
Second. Question. The access signs, that's not the camera sign. That's another sign that we have.
These signs.
Yeah. Whose are those?
These are our signs that number our entrances. Anyone doesn't buy those.
They're not all camera signs.
No, the camera signs.
They're mounted right over them. Yeah. Those are for emergency response.
This is right. This is
so people know where to tell the police and fire to get to if they have a problem with each other.
Correct.
Yeah.
And along Atlantic Avenue, those ones by the new park are renumbered. So, we'll have them on a map and everything. So.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thank you. Thanks, Tony.
Okay, and then the other thing, how would you like me to do with the no smoking?
I think we'll just hold up on it for a while.
Just let me know if you want me to go ahead with
it. We'll do the park thing with Parks and Recreation, see how that works, and then we'll move on.
Okay, I just want to let you also know that there was a problem there, so.
Thank you. Discussion and consideration of department head business, administration, and finance. And you have,
I guess we have a budget amendment.
Yep.
I guess the purpose of that, I don't have the exact amount of each thing, but about 10,000 of it is just for the purchase of the fish. You know, as people buy them, we have to actually, you know, buy the fish, have them engraved and installed. The other 20 is the majority of those things are related to the park grand opening, in addition to purchase of some tables and chairs for the park facility, because that wasn't budgeted for anywhere to have that type of equipment to use at the park.
Okay, so we're spending $30,000 on the grand opening, or there's going to be money left over?
The $30,000 isn't even the whole amount that's come in. That's just, it's to kind of cover us from this point to the end of the year for the two things, the purchase of the actual fish, and then also the grand opening, and also tables and chairs, and, you know, there's probably a little bit of leeway in there also. But if that money's not used, it just rolls over into the next year.
Okay.
Hey, if it's not used, can we roll it over to the
signs?
Beach manure
sand. There you go.
Beach manure is not used.
Yeah, well, you know, it actually just becomes part of the increase that we would have in fund balances. But
it doesn't. It's not set in there for park activities. It just goes to the general fund.
That's where, if you remember in the budget, we also had like a fund balance appropriation that was going to be the leftover fundraising money that will be used for programs for next year.
Okay, because I really think people purchasing those fish, and especially the benches and all, are probably under the impression that their money will go to for parks and recreation
and the park itself. And that's why we're doing those, you know, that's why what I just mentioned being used for, and then the part that's appropriated that goes into next year will be the balance of that. And that was really how the funding, if you remember, in Parks and Rec, were things for programs.
Right, activities and programs, right. that's new staff.
That was the other part, you know, what it'd be used for next year, what's left over.
Okay, and the $10,000 from Progress Energy is?
That's
in addition
in total,
to the 30.
Right, and in total for programs for next year, I think we have budgeted $30,000. 20 of it being what we think could be left over at the end of the year from the fish fundraiser, and then $10,000 that Progress Energy gave not much of a year ago at this point.
Okay.
Make a motion we approve the budget amendment and direct finance officer to work with Nancy Avery to send us a detailed breakdown, just to close up the question.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, Arlen. John, Oceanfront Park update.
There's not much to update you on. Engineer's still working through the liquidated damages response. Supposed to meet with him Thursday morning along with the attorneys and the general contractor. He thinks we should have everything wrapped up Thursday. I don't believe it, but we'll see. You'll notice a brand new fence in the back that was approved. They had to reorder a section of fencing. And
is it in?
Of course. I've had to resort to emailing the owner of that company and tell them that we are refusing payment until it's completely done. And on school Friday, that was supposed to have been done. We had a lot of rain. So I haven't heard back from him yet. This guy just, I don't understand how he can run a business like
that. That was worth that $1,000, wasn't it?
So we're waiting on that still, too. There's not a whole lot to update you on.
Have you got the lot for the center door?
That was supposed to be in the mail Friday last week also.
Yeah, you're supposed to
be that either. What happened, there's four cylinder locks that goes to that park that are all supposed to be keyed the same. They sent two correctly and two not correct. So they had to reorder two of them.
Is the construction stuff in the office going to be moved out?
That should be moved out Thursday.
Okay.
Well, I know it will.
Okay.
Other than that, the other section under my department is hours of operation. I'm not really involved with this, but Nancy asked me to address it. I believe you have that in your packets.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she's just got shortened hours when it's off season, and she's going to be opening and closing it. As far as I know, I haven't heard any feedback from Public Works or Police about opening or closing it. So.
Do you expect any?
Do you know if she talked to them? So Sonny and Dennis
they were copied on the email on April 9th, and I haven't heard either one of them about it.
Okay. So we don't
know if Sonny has commented to her about it.
Okay.
I don't know. I have not been brought to me.
So
I'm sure that it is. They have talked about it. I mean, Sonny's men are supposed to be maintaining that park. So
we need to at least set the hours until our next meeting.
Yeah,
since we're going to open next week.
Why don't you just set the first section, March 15th, and Memorial Day?
I think that.
Yeah.
And then we can ask the department heads to comment on the other one.
We still don't have a final on the park.
The final is complete, yes, sir. The park is complete. The park is ours. It's ours to use to the full extent. The only thing we do not have done is what the liquidated damages amount to.
The tape's still up?
The tape was left up until we moved the doors out of the way.
And you can't open the door. You can't open the door because
the bathrooms are keyed and can be opened. Okay. The other doors can be opened, but I don't have the lock cylinders yet.
Okay.
So, if this council wishes, I can take every bit of the tape down tomorrow, and the park will be fully open. I guess after you approve these hours, we can go ahead and open the restrooms tomorrow also.
Yep. See you everybody.
As long as Sonny's received or has the toilet paper, thanks.
I have a question about two of these dates. I don't see why the date, the very first date up there, should be the middle of March. I think it should be the 1st of April or the Friday before Easter through, Memorial Day or whatever it is.
Yes,
that's
ma'am.
There.
I wasn't involved in putting this together. She just emailed it to me and asked me to speak about it. So.
And in the fall, I think it should close at least the end of October. So September through the October 31st, not November 30th.
It gets pretty busy down here around Thanksgiving.
It is.
And it is
fishing season goes all the way to Thanksgiving.
We've got a lot of.
Yeah, but they've got the restrooms in the pier to use them.
There are a lot of people to come down just to watch them fish and go on the beach and everything else.
It's going
to
be changed any time.
Well, yeah.
So that's not needed next year.
Right.
Well, let's discuss that at the next meeting because right now it needs the March 15th through Memorial Day.
Right.
Set.
Okay. Make a motion March 15th through Memorial Day. Do I have a second?
You're just talking about the hour?
Yeah.
I mean, March 15th passed. So are you saying tomorrow?
Yeah.
What you're saying, right? I'll second your motion. Open it tomorrow, and until Memorial Day, the hours will be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Gabby, did you have something to say?
Didn't Nancy's crew come up with his original numbers?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And we're open.
Should you get input from her and as to why they put?
She knew that it was on the agenda and she knew she was going to be out of town. So we're going to move on this first part. The overall hours we're not going to approve until she gets back.
Right. We can approve it in the next meeting, put it on the agenda for the rest of them. And we're confirming with her hours. That's the hours she's recommended.
That's what she recommended.
So it's her recommendation. We're just approving it through Memorial Day until we can talk to her about the rest of the hours and hear from the other department heads.
Yep, and see if they're okay with it. I have a motion, a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Who did the second?
Aye.
Second. David.
Aye. Yeah, David. I did the second.
Yeah, but this motion was different from yours.
Mine was the same, except it was tomorrow instead of March 15th. It was the same hours and the same people doing the work.
Yeah.
And Dean seconded my motion.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay, hold on, then I'm lost.
Okay. I second his, I don't care, whichever way you want to do it.
Okay, so what is it going to be, though? What's the motion and who's making it?
Starting tomorrow, the hours for the park will be 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., opened by Public Works and closed by the police department.
They got some keys.
Keys.
Let's see.
Yeah, second.
I'll
pull the
tape
down in the morning. So, as far as the bathrooms, okay. As soon as we know that we got toiletries in
there. Yep.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you, John.
And it needs to be on the agenda for next month to talk about the rest of the hour.
When Nancy, thank God, this is the last one of our meetings that she has.
I second that.
All right. Anything else, John?
I figured I'd stay up here for the.
Now, what have you? What have you? Like I said, what have you heard from that fence guy? Is he?
The last email that I sent him was to say that we are withholding payment until the 8-foot section is in place where the orange fencing is left.
Yeah.
The gate that was installed fell off.
Yeah.
And there are two cats missing, I believe, on the original fence that they put in. So I said, we're withholding payment until everything's complete. He emailed back within an hour and said, it'll be finished Friday. Friday we had a lot of rain, a lot of wind, and haven't heard back from him.
Can you send him another email?
Yes, sir. I'll certainly will. Right. I'll probably send about 10 in total to get this thing done. So.
All right. You got something else?
I'm sure I figured I'd stay here for the next time.
Okay. Fire department? Police department? Public works? No. Okay. Consideration of old business.
The P&Z recommendation that we had the public hearing on. Right, that's the one we added?
Oh, yeah.
I make a motion that we accept the change in the ordinance as recommended by P&Z.
Discussion. So are you in favor of this one?
Discussion comes
you're okay with it?
It's no different than any other ordinance, really. You know, it's subject to interpretation, and that's what has been going on since I've been here. Okay. The way the ordinance is read now, if you run your business out of your home, you're supposed to have up to 3 additional parking spaces. And the way that I've always looked at that is, as long as you're not receiving people into your home, you shouldn't have to maintain those 3 additional parking spaces, and that's the way I will continue doing it.
And so how many people build their house and tell you they're going to have a business anyway? Nobody, right?
I have people call up and say, look, I'm running this IT business out of my house. Do I have to have a privilege license? Well, yes, sir, technically you do.
Okay, good. Well, that's good.
Yeah. A lot of people have to do it, and they will do it for taxes and other perks.
Okay. So. I'll second Emily's motion then.
I don't foresee this as becoming an issue. It hasn't been an issue.
Have they got a recourse to come back to council if they don't like your decision?
Yes, sir. This is a Section 19. They can apply to the Board of Adjustment at any time.
Okay.
I'll second Emily's motion.
Well, just we have a motion, second discussion. Andy?
Sure.
Do you have a problem? Do you foresee a problem with this?
Well, of course, there can always be a problem about anything.
No.
The only thing I have a problem here is that I trust John and his wisdom and his decisions that he'll make on this matter, but I hope his predecessor, whoever they may be, will do the same. That's where I could foresee problems.
Well, so if someone started, if they build their house, so the reason I'm kind of okay with it with Emily is someone could just build their house and get their CO and then start their business, and then what would happen if they did that? I mean, would in our current ordinance, would you make them get, you got to shut down your buildings? Do a cease and desist, or what will we even do?
I'd start fining him right away. I can fine him $50 a day.
For what?
If he's operating a business in a residential zone other than what's designated in ordinances as far as home occupations.
Which yeah, that had nothing to do with the parking, right?
The parking is an addition to.
That's what I'm saying, but I mean, so all you do is deny them a business license? Is that what you do?
Well, you can deny them a privilege license.
That's right. And then start finding out. Okay. Yeah. But you could do that anyway.
Sure.
Okay. That's my point, right?
Yeah. It'd be just as easy just to repeal this section and leave it.
Well, I think it's good to have the building inspector look at parking, though. Yeah. So I think I kind of agree with P&Z that it should be on the books.
You know how many times I've done this in almost 9 years?
Right.
I mean, this was just something that P&Z brought up. We've been going through the ordinances, and this is something that they said, look, let's change. This was not my recommendation. Yeah. I'm okay with it. So.
Okay, that's good. Appreciate that.
Thank you, sir. We have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, John.
If y'all don't mind, I'm getting out of here. Go play kickball.
Kickball, there you go. Get your exercise.
Let's take a 5-minute break.
No way, let's push on.
No,
let's only 5 left. Okay, sir. Let's call you.
Yes.
There you go. I
understand.
Don't worry. Okay. We'll wait on you.
What's going on? How come I got
February's and not this one?
If it goes to the town of Kiri Beach, me, Chuck, Peter, it comes right in his email here.
You should be getting an email right now. Lead on, sir.
Adopt resolution 13-07. Supporting Senate Bill 58 with an amendment to the bill that would require a maximum 25% match for receiving funds for shallow draft inlet dredging. I think we're all aware of what this means. Ted Davis was our support, and so I think we should adopt it.
Yeah, I make. We talked about it at the beach meeting. I make a motion we adopt it as written.
Second.
Discussion.
Okay, discussion.
And this is maybe just a technicality, but in the third, whereas, we've talked over and over again in D.C. and at many, many meetings that the reason why the state and the federal government should be a part of this, a big part of this, is because our inlets are a transportation system just like our highways, and I believe DOT now is over that anyway. It's been taken out of the ports and all, been taken out of commerce and put under DOT. So I would like to add after the word state, I would like to add the word transportation to emphasize that we feel very strongly this is a transportation issue, and that's why they need to be involved.
I'm fine with that. That's an okay idea with me. I don't think it messes up anything that Ted was worried about in the resolution, right? So I make a motion we adopt it with the addition of the word transportation after state in the third paragraph. That's good feedback. There's my motion.
Oh, second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
So you got that, Ms. Hewitt? So you can add it for King to sign?
Okay. Along with that, at many of the meetings we've attended, such as the one at Wrightsville Beach, we've talked about for several weeks now the possibility of notifying our residents. Well, first of all, I'll deal with this particular issue with this on the state level. Notifying residents that do not live in Kiri Beach but do live in North Carolina to contact their legislators and ask them to support this bill, because our delegation is going to do this. Everybody who sees this resolution is going to do this. It's the people over in Swain County or Mecklenburg or Vance County that we would like to sway toward our side. But it also came up in the ports and water meeting the other day that it may be more efficient to just send something like this, a letter or resolution, to every one of our legislators, and I don't know if Ted has that in mind to send it to all the other legislators.
He's talking with them, but it's going to be difficult for him to get it to 25%.
Okay. So I would like to throw that out on the table again and have us make a decision to either send a postcard or letter to our residents outside of Curie Beach but who live in North Carolina to contact their legislators to support this issue, or notify them by email and on our website. Or the second thing would be for us to send this to all the legislators in North Carolina asking for their assistance. Or the third option is to do nothing except pass.
Well, you've made three options before you got to the fourth one.
Well, one of them is together.
I think the thing to do would be for the town of Curie Beach to email all the legislators supporting this and tell them that we need it.
I think it'd be more of a benefit. I think the citizen that lives in one of those counties would be better than the Curie Beach Center.
If we send it, if we don't have the email for the people who live outside in the different counties. We have a few emails, but there's
a water bill.
Well, if you want to send a postcard, it'll cost us, what, Arlen?
Well, how many of them are there without time?
Yeah, I mean, non-residents.
That's the rate we get now for water bills, I think 33 cents.
Okay.
So but you'd only send it to the non-Curie Beach addresses. How many is that, 20% now? Is it probably 20% now?
Yeah, I think it's probably more, dude.
Offhand, I
don't really? You think it's more than
20%? Yeah.
Say half. So how much does it cost to send out the water bills a month?
A little over $500.
So $250.
Yeah. You'll go up to $250 or just whatever it takes?
Well, I mean, what are we going to put in the...
Emily will draft it.
Well, yeah, okay. I mean,
you know.
So is it just a postcard saying, please support this?
Please support this. Yeah.
Curie Beach recommends you support this. Otherwise, you'll be paying more taxes. I mean, to be a little facetious, but I think yeah, I think it is. I agree with Chuck. It is smarter to have people in those areas contact their legislators than them getting an email from us.
Okay, well, I'd also like to work with Nancy and Nancy to, you know, put something on our website about it so people hopefully won't just throw it in the trash when they receive it.
We could refer to that, so refer to our website for information.
Or more details.
Yeah.
Well, along with that has been the discussion to do something similar with our residents who live out of state. Right. Asking them to contact their congressman over very much the same issue. Well, not just beach renourishment, but again, the inlets. They've got the bill up there for the Corps to raise $4,000 for 5 years.
$4 million
for 5 years.
Right.
Would you also like to do that for our out-of-state residents?
Yeah.
Or again, just send it to all the congressmen?
So, Nancy, how hard is it to get the addresses for the out-of-Curie Beach people in two buckets in North Carolina, out of North Carolina? That should be pretty easy, right?
I think that should be a problem because I'm sure there's something ICS has as far as being able to sort
right.
addresses. I don't know.
I would hope so. I mean, we could do that on computers 10 years ago.
Right.
I would hope they could do it now.
Right, it just depends whether we may have to just dump something out of that pile into it.
Exactly right. And then make address labels, right?
Right.
So
to get those two sets of addresses wouldn't be a problem. You know, if Emily can write up a draft, or are you all going to want to approve that draft, or are you just going to write it up and y'all...
I'll send it to them.
Emily?
And if anybody wants to change it or add to it, they can.
We need to do it in a hurry.
Yes, because the legislature is going to...
So is there room in the postal budget for the town for an email or a postcard to the out-of-town residents?
Yes. If it's like, you know, $250, you know, somehow it'll get covered, yeah.
Right. There you go. That's what I wanted to ask for. So I'll make a motion we direct Emily to draft two postcard communications, one to North Carolina residents, and wants you out of state residents to support either at the state or federal level.
This way.
You
need to get on it.
Shallow draft inlet dredging from the state and federal government.
Second. Okay. I have a motion and a second. All in favor, signal to say aye.
Aye.
Congratulations. And, you know, we'll just need to know kind of a deadline for
suggest
that.
We do
we'll
something.
Maybe have them get help.
Yes.
I will try to have the one for the legislator by slators by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. Now, the federal budget, you know, isn't approved for several mm-hmm. months, but I will try to have that one within 2 weeks.
Okay. Okay.
Perfect.
Now, the state one will go to the North mm-hmm. Carolina people.
Okay. Outside of Curie Beach.
Yeah.
Right. Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Proclamation 1301 proclaiming May 2013 as Lyme Disease Month. Well, I guess everybody's got this. These are friends of ours.
Yep.
They have been, or he's been struck down by it. His wife's got problems. And I think y'all all know what this means to me. So.
We've had other citizens as well get
yes.
Lyme disease in the town.
We have the police department used to run their dogs. They used to pick the ticks off pretty regularly.
Yep.
So.
Make a motion we adopt it as Lyme Disease Month, Lyme Disease Awareness Month, May.
Second.
All in discussion?
I have talked to Nancy about two things that are just kind of technicalities here, and one is in 7th, whereas.
Which month later?
In the second half of it, where it talks about, for this reason, it is imperative that all, this is a complete sentence by itself, and in order to make it part of the first sentence, we agree that it would be better if it said weeks or months later, yada, 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 life-threatening danger to the brain, blood vessels and kidneys, semicolon. Therefore, it is imperative that all who may be exposed receive. So just taking out.
Is this
out
the draft right. you got from them, Nancy?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all right, we can change it. Therefore, right. For this reason, therefore, right?
Right. Therefore, it is imperative.
Okay.
And the last thing, now therefore, Nancy, we were both talking about working on this because we have, you know, it just doesn't read right because we have proclaimed in there twice. If we could just say now therefore, be it proclaimed by the Curie Beach Town Council, that May 13th yeah. is Lyme Disease Awareness Month in the town of Curie Beach. Because we can't do it for the whole world or the whole country. Just, okay?
Well,
is that okay with you guys?
They've got 102 or 103 towns that are signed up for it, but that's fine.
Both changes are fine.
Yeah, just yeah. technical wording. You know
okay.
me, guys, I got
so I make a motion the two changes be accepted.
That's not a nod, it's a yes.
You're not asked
yeah.
about that last one.
Oh, sorry.
You're not asked about the content one?
No, just sleep.
Okay. So, all in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Number three, no skateboarding signs in the boardwalk. We have had a gentleman that owns a Curie Beach diner has ran several people off from skateboarding in the park. And I think we need to put up a couple of signs down there. Sonny's going to put one over here at the basketball court. He's going to put it over there, he said. And I think if we put two, maybe one or two small ones down at the park, it would be a good thing to do.
Did you get them? Are we talking about getting them
right? Yeah, I thought we had one in the park at one time.
He took it down,
on the basketball
he took it down
park.
When he put the fence up. They changed the fence and didn't put it back up.
I looked at it.
We just... Didn't they check that the sign got
yeah.
today, yesterday, there was an invoice for skateboard signs.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't mind, just, you know, if you want me to do it, just let me know, that's all. Just say, Tony,
I think Sonny's planning to do this one.
Yeah, right. I just wanted to know, so, you know,
Also, on that skateboard on this side of Atlantic Avenue, you should put bikes on that too. If you're making up the signs, because people are riding the bikes on the walkway. I don't know if it's a problem or not, but it's just, you know.
It's the wrong person.
You sign when they run up to them.
Yeah.
It's better than the dogs pooping on the boardwalk. So.
Oh, bro. I know. It's terrible. They just
more signs.
Okay, good. I know exactly. Can never have enough time.
So instead of this saying no signs on the, you know, for the boardwalk, it'll be no skateboarding and basically throughout the park, right?
The kids got smart and they said there's no signs up, and I said, well, we have an ordinance, but anyway.
And like I said, the signs are already
worse
than what they're saying.
I don't know how big they are or anything else.
I think I sent a copy of this to you guys with a link to the Federal Register, and this came out about on a Monday about 3 weeks ago, and the mayor of Caswell Beach over there pointed it out to us while we were at the meeting. And two dates you need to keep in mind. One is that any comments need to be received before the end of May.
May 24th.
Right. And request for any public hearings needs to be made technically by May 6th. That's about 45 days since the date of publication. Otherwise, they won't have any hearings and apparently no real discretion about where they would have them, such as D.C. A couple of things I hope you have noted on these. There are 12 things, 12 categories that this could affect. And let me go over it briefly because these are very important, and I am sorry our turtle lady left. If this is approved, and unlike what it said in the Star News, this is not already approved, that information they had was totally erroneous.
Bogus.
Yes, totally bogus. Okay, what could happen is that during the turtle season, April through October, the feds could decide or could make it extremely difficult on all beach communities to use any of the beach for recreational use, including human presence and piers, recreational equipment, whatever. Beach driving, which really affects Freeman Park and Fort Fisher the most. Yeah. Both of them would have to close both of those parks. And then predation. I don't even know what the devil predation means.
Somebody look that up quick.
Somebody define that for me. Arlen, you're the smartest one in the room. What does predation mean?
Means predators messing with stuff.
Okay. In other words, we can't have dogs down there digging them up, and we wouldn't be allowed to have fox or coyotes or anything else down there digging them up. Okay. Beach renourishment, although in sections of this it did talk about that beach renourishment could be a good thing to, if you're bringing back the beach, the turtles would actually have somewhere to lay them rather than out in the water. But they would have to decide, and Corps of Engineers, which already goes through a bunch of mess with them, would have to go through even more stuff. Inlet sand, okay? disposal of material that's been dredged, emergency sand placement after a natural disaster, which means after a hurricane we would not be allowed to put sand back on the beach, berm construction, okay, that means also no plantings on the berm, Coastal development. I had a call from Ryan McAllister, head of our local home builders association, who wanted to be here tonight but wanted me to emphasize to you guys that the national association, the state, and the local associations will be writing letters to the feds requesting a public hearing and questioning this, because coastal development, it means no residential or commercial development in those areas that's associated with construction, repair, or maintenance of upland structures, no stormwater outfalls, and no piers. Okay, I assume Mike would be grandfathered in. Artificial lighting. Now, this one may be the only one I'd have to go along with. It would be nice if we could get our residents to turn their lights off during that season. Beach erosion. I don't know how you're going to prevent beach erosion during nor'easters and tropical storms and all, or how you're going to prevent climate change. But habitat instructions, obstructions. You're not allowed to have any debris on the beach, but in an earlier one it talks about you're not allowed to remove debris on the beach, so there's a little conflict there. Human-caused disasters, okay? This is in the future for us, I assume, oil spills, but beach cleaning. That means Carolina Beach would no longer be allowed to use their rake, which I was hoping we could borrow. You can't have berm construction. You can't have, debris cleanup after natural disasters, which means when the Riggins pool gets washed into the beach and the ocean again, they would not be allowed to clean that up. Makes no sense whatsoever. Anyway, I think we should work with the other towns, see to it that we get a letter from the council, identifying areas that we disagree with, and also requesting a public hearing on the coast in North Carolina. Now, requesting a public hearing needs to go in fairly soon. The other one, we could wait until our next meeting to approve it. That's awfully close. But nonetheless, I think we have a responsibility to everybody to do that.
Has anybody else requested a public hearing?
Well, the Home Builders Association is going to.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Yeah, national, state, and local. Yeah. I don't know what Carolina Beach and Wilmington is not on. I mean, Wrightsville Beach is not on the list.
Yeah, they skipped that. I kind of noticed that too.
And there are about four of them in Brunswick County that are not on the list.
I think we should request one. Can you talk to the folks at Carolina Beach? You want me to talk to them, either one, and request a joint meeting?
Sure. I'll be glad to talk to them. And already, what's her name over there? Their new council member. God, I can't believe it.
Jody?
Yeah, Jody, whose long relationship with the Turtle people, said she would also help with it, because nowhere in here does it identify all the work we're already doing with turtle people and all the work we're already doing to prevent any
problems. Ask you and her get together and request a public meeting.
Okay.
Is it the council? Is that the wish of the council?
Yeah, I would rather come from our mayor's resolutions.
Okay. Well, I mean, let them get together and see what's the...
Yeah.
And then we'll do a resolution.
Yeah.
Okay, and you want to have a public meeting?
Yes.
And because, I mean, none of our, and especially with the Star News article, none of our residents or on the island.
I think it should be a public meeting on Pleasure Island.
Yeah.
Okay. So the request should be a public meeting on Pleasure Island.
Okay, thank you. I think that's super. Okay.
Okay.
Nancy, and then we should probably work on comments as well.
Do you have a preference for day or time, evening, during the day?
Skip Tuesday nights, because they're always
one of the councils has a meeting,
committees, that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, I don't know that it'll be in Curry Beach anyway.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it anytime soon.
We'll probably do it in school.
No, we need to request it, but they're not going to let you pick the date.
Right.
Oh, their public hearing?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant have.
No, I mean, we should request them to have a public hearing at Pleasure Island.
As many people involved as you can get.
Okay, so request who? Carolina Beach?
No, to the federal government.
Oh, to have a.
To the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
Yeah.
And then we should probably work on comments as well.
Yep.
Now, how. Okay, so you want to give me just kind of like a consensus of what you guys are looking for? You want Emily to talk to Carolina
Jody.
Beach, or what's going
to. Let her talk to the council, then we'll set up a. We'll request a public meeting.
Yeah.
With the Fish and Wildlife folks.
Here's the portion that says how to do that once they figure out what to request. Okay. Right? So it's in the.
Some of this.
So
the public hearing portion. You got to look in the address C section so you send it to. But
yes.
So once they figure out the wording for it, the mayor can sign, I think, and request a public hearing. We can do a joint resolution or however we want to do it.
Okay. Thank you.
Committee for ROT legislation.
I volunteer. We talked about it at the last meeting. So Nancy has it in your packet.
Yeah.
But she said they're looking for 3 members. The other towns are going to send their town manager, finance director, 2 board members, or any combination to make 3. So
I'll be on it. So.
How about Arlen?
Since I think he's going to be our 3rd, right?
More than any of us. Yeah.
Congratulations, Arlen. So is that, we don't need a vote on that, we just need to direct Nancy to inform them. It's the mayor, myself, and Arlen as the 3 members, I think, unless you want.
I wouldn't consider.
I said unless you want it. I was looking at you if you want it.
Didn't you want to do that?
I wouldn't volunteer with that.
You come up with it. I volunteered earlier, so I'll just meet up my volunteer.
All right, that's settled.
Fine work, David.
And we'll now go into a closed session for a personnel matter. You have a motion.
Second.
I made a motion. I second it.
You made a motion. Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Into regular session.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Now, personnel with attorney, nothing was decided on.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Now, motion to adjourn.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Okay. Motion was made. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. This will be different.